the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd be the audience too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
I sing so beautiful, I should sing solo.
See, so low we can't hear you.
My voice may not be so marvelous, but my profile is out of this world.
Jawohl, but the trouble is, it's not far enough out of this world. Isn't that right, Herr Schmidt? Oh, I see Schmidt has no hair.
Mi amigo, stop the clucking. You sound like a bunch of old hens. There's a lot of birds waiting to go on. For instance,
the boys in the back are called macaws.
Because of their
No, because they're macaws, and our fine feathered friend is a jolly toucan, and toucan sounds better than one toucan can.
And we're back, and welcome to Tiki Talk. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, our special with Hollywood Connections. And let me introduce to you, to my right, we have Christy Boyles.
Hi, everybody.
Yes, and so she's here, and we have Cassie Jenkins.
Hi.
And so we're ready to go. I got party stuff here. And
here we go.
Yeah, so we're going to have you take off, because I think that you have the first caller.
Okay.
So welcome to Tiki Talk. And I've got something to talk about, too.
Sweet.
Yeah, it is sweet. It's in here.
Nice.
It's in the bag.
I got lots of things I'd like to talk about, too, but I can't right now.
All right. Thank you for joining TikTok. And my moderators that are on TikTok, I'll definitely give you a shout out as well on the radio. All right. Who's on the air?
We have Barbara Bernarda. She's a director of administration with CallStar.net.
Okay.
Barbara, are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Good,
Happy
good.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. So we're gonna talk about CallStar and how you what's your logo? Get going while we are answering the phones.
Yes, get going and we'll answer the phones.
Sweet.
So our first question: what are your services and how do you differ from other answering service companies?
Well, basically, anybody that has a business and we can take care of answering their phones for them, it helps them a lot. They don't have to have an employee there. We're 24/7 every day of the week, during the holidays, during the hurricanes. We even are open during that time, too. Just forward your phones and we can take care of answering them. But we're family-owned and operated and been in business for over 35 years. And we take a lot of pride in helping all the different, you know, businesses here in our community and everything with answering their phones, and have been a huge success with the medical industry for many years in helping them with taking their calls and getting the really emergent calls of the patients coming in and getting them to the doctors and that sort of thing.
Very nice.
Well, you've done a lot during the COVID crisis. I know you kept things up and running and did a lot to help out the staff. They're all working from home now, right?
Yes. Yes, they are. When the mandate came down that everyone, had to shut down, and we were an essential business and had to stay open, and I had to make sure that the employees were taken care of, we got them set up with remote, and if they had to travel, then they had the proper documentation so that they could get back and forth, you know, to take care of everything.
Oh, I can cram.
So. Well, of course, with HIPAA, everything has to be HIPAA compliant, correct?
Yes, it does. That's a huge, important part of it, too. So we really focus on all of that and making sure that everybody's taken care of and everything's going the way it's supposed to be going.
Wonderful. And tell us more about the ATSI Award that CallStar has won 16 years in a row.
16 years in a row. Now, the biggest problem we have right now is we normally have a great big huge party with the tent, with the barbecue, with all the food and fun, and with the employees, and they can bring their families and everything. And we can't do that this year. So right now I'm having to work on having to have like 25, 30 different homes delivered to from Sonny's Barbecue.
Oh,
so
nice.
That's what I have to focus on tomorrow, making sure that they get their food.
Call your assistant. Where are you based out of?
We're actually in St. Petersburg, right on Central Avenue.
Nice.
But we answer nationwide.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And the ASCII Award, too, which I didn't mention, is also an international award that we're up against the whole United States, Canada, and the UK. And it's for the excellence for customer service.
I have heard of it. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. You call my kid. She needs answering service. They'll answer their phones.
There you go. Get her to call in.
Have them give me a call. Anybody that you guys refer will definitely get 2 weeks for free. And also any one that refers us will get a $50 referral fee also.
Very nice.
Wonderful. Okay.
That's what most people do with their businesses. That's excellent down here. Yeah. We do a lot of promoting locally. Okay. Yeah. We lost so many businesses through this COVID. It's awful.
Yeah.
And it's so important because we've also been involved with the different chambers, and there's just been a lot of different things that they've done through the years involved with the community and softball teams and just a whole lot of different things. You know, everything has changed now, so it's all different. But the most important thing is
we're opening up, girlfriend. Yeah. I did a poker run Saturday at the Legion, so we're opening up. Thank heavens.
She's the bingo queen. To my right.
Now, other than medical, Barb, what other companies are you available for?
For anyone that can use our services, we've have tree trimming, we have attorney's offices, we have heating, air conditioning, plumbing, we've had tutors, there's been this woman that had an Avon business going for many years, and we helped her answer her phones. We dispatch the message, and then she calls them back, and it helps, because if you don't, it actually is like under $3 in some cases a day for us to answer the phones for 24/7.
Wonderful, so that's good to know.
The overhead. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It saves a lot of overhead.
Yeah. And especially today.
And you have a professional staff that's answering the phone and, you know, getting the message dispatched to you. So it's a great way to do it.
Very nice.
And you're also bilingual, correct?
Yes. Yes. We have the Spanish-speaking operators available also.
Oh, next. That's excellent. Excellent. What again is the name of it?
It's CallStar Answering Service.
CallStar. And do you have a number?
Yes. The best number to reach us is 727-346-4400. And ask for Barbara, and I will be more than glad to talk to anyone and help them out and see what I can do. We've got a lot of different things that we can offer to help them in different ways that we can set up the services for them.
That's awesome. That's awesome. About how much does that run for, is it depending upon the size of the business?
Well, and it depends on what your needs are, because, and that's why I need to basically talk to everyone one-on-one to find out what are they needing. Some require 24/7, some only require it after hours. So I have a lot of different call plans and different things like that, and I love to work with them to find out what's going to fit their budget the best.
Cool. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you. I'm just nosy. I'm sorry.
That's what we want. Lots of information.
No, I appreciate all the questions, so that's awesome.
It gives people a great idea. So you've been around a long time, Ben.
I have actually had the pleasure of working with the company for 10 years plus now.
Nice.
So I've been through a lot with all the different changes and things that have gone on. And they started out 35 years ago with cord boards.
Right.
The plug-in. So whoever can imagine or know what that's like, you know what I'm talking about.
We do. And now, we do. I do anyhow.
The oldies
all right,
do.
And now, I understand it's not appropriate to say state-of-the-art because it's not like in the realm of what everybody's using in the lingo. But anyway, we've always pushed the envelope, and we do have state-of-the-art equipment and the telephony system, you know, advancing, and there's so many things that we can do. That's why I said there's so many different services. So that's why I need to just talk to everybody one-on-one, and we'll be more than glad to get you set up.
Well, awesome. I'm going to give you back to Cassie. Nice chatting. I'm just nosy. I apologize.
I know. Lovely chatting with you, too. Thank you.
Dawn, do you have any questions?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Answering services are great.
Yeah.
You know, I know I have a friend that might need one with something in the future. She's working on a TV network, so there's something that might help.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you probably have a website as well, right?
Yes, it's callstar.net, and that's C as in cat, A-L-L, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A-R, .net.
Awesome. So I'm sure they can get your phone number from there. I will post that when I get out of here.
Wonderful. Any information, I'll be more than glad to work with you guys and help you out. So
it's, nice
and
chatting.
Like I said, it's all about the businesses working together, especially during COVID-19. We've
it
all
is.
Got to go forward and help the families and the employees and make sure that everyone's doing wonderful.
I'm sorry, I'm playing over here.
Don, tell Barbara all our social media and where our video will go to.
We are live right now on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube. We're on six stations, 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, The Heat. And then you'll see all the stations on www.tantalk1340.com. You can go there. And we also are on live Facebook right now. We're on live TikTok. So we are a live podcast as well, and it goes to everything. And you can watch the reruns on Facebook and YouTube. So
wow.
We're excited. Yeah.
That's amazing. Awesome.
So thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you as being a guest.
Oh, sure. And thank you so much. What a wonderful blessing.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful evening.
Make sure to watch our show.
You never know with Tiki Talk, everything goes.
Stay safe.
I want to shout out.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Real quick, I want to shout out to my monitors that are watching real bad. You know who you are, 2020. I'm live on the air, and you're going to get your certificate tonight, as well as the other ones that are helping me kind of keep our TikTok safe while I'm on the air. Who else do you have? You've got some other things. We have about 15 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It goes so
fast.
What
are you promoting?
What am I promoting?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
Go ahead.
More?
Go ahead.
Okay. Can you play that clip, Tommy? Okay. So I saw this guy on TikTok, and I was like, wow, this is pretty amazing. So listen to this. I'll be right back.
Well, those of you that have trouble sleeping at night, I've got a solution for you. I've been studying the benefits of raw local honey, and I've been taking one teaspoon every night before I go to bed. It does two things. It helps your liver feel like it's full at night, so you're less likely to wake up.
Hold
and number two, it produces a sleep hormone. Now, you want to get local honey from your local orchard or local farm, and you want it to be raw. You don't want it to be pasteurized. And I tell you what, all you have to do is just take one little small teaspoon before you go to bed. I've been doing this for about 3 weeks, and I tell you what, man, I have slept like a baby.
So, in the meantime, I'm an Amazon person now because, of course, Amazon came to my house and said to my husband, I'm here a lot. Of course, what did I order from Amazon? This natural honey, 100% organic, raw, unfiltered honey.
Is it local?
No, I'm not sure, Chrissy, but you have glasses. You could read, tell me
well,
what's
yeah,
from.
Because it should be local. We have lots of local.
I know, but I wanted it like now, like the next day.
That's
and
right.
I didn't have time. But tell me where it's from. So anyways, Bert has a problem sleeping because, you know, he works all day. And I have a problem because my dog doesn't jump up on the bed anymore because we have stairs and I have to pick him up. And he just does that for attention. But anyways, so I'm up. So I took a teaspoon of honey. Is a teaspoon makes the sugar go down? Teaspoon, whatever. That's Mary Poppins.
Spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Okay, well, this is honey makes it. So I took a teaspoon. Bert took a teaspoon. And I'll tell you, I slept more like a baby the next day. I slept in. I was so comfortable. I was like, wow, and it does work. So I tried it again last night. I slept
Texas.
Like a baby. From Texas.
It's from Texas.
Honey from Texas. So, really, it was like $6 or $7 for this.
Oh, that's a good price.
But it was
price.
Here the next day.
That's a good price.
And he said you needed organic raw honey. So, that was
organic.
My...
Organic.
Yeah.
Organic is
great deal.
Important.
I even made a TikTok video. Also, too, is, you know...
Most honey's organic anyhow, you guys.
True.
It's made by bees.
So, before we go, I'm just going to give you my quick comedy, what happened over the weekend. Me and Devin were at the ocean, and I had my sunglasses that I got from Amazon. I love these things. They fell off of me with a big wave.
Oh.
And so, of course, then she had hers and it fell off with a big wave. So we're asking these kids that were surfers around us and we kept saying, can you help us find our sunglasses? Now, it is really busy out there. And I have to get these clips of these kids telling us that we were ultra out of our mind because we were asking them to help us find these sunglasses.
Yeah.
And you know, in the ocean, there's no way you can find the sunglasses.
No, they're gone.
And so the couple, everybody we asked, we said, you know, can you help us? They're like, what? Are you kidding? So, and yeah, bought a new pair. But anyways, that's my moment. Now, when you go to the ocean, the moral of the story is make sure that you have a cheap pair of sunglasses.
Either that or Crokeys.
Go to the dollar store.
Ah.
Right.
They have Crokeys now for masks as well, so we can use it with our glasses and our masks. And
okay.
Okay. You know what croakies are, right?
No, I'm trying to figure that out. Oh, God, she's telling me something I don't know. What is it? What is it, Cassie?
It's like a chain, and they're all fancy, and they hang, and then you hang your glasses.
Yeah, you know, back in the old days, you know how they make the chain?
But of course, they get caught in everything.
Ah, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yes, Tom knows. Tom
yes,
knows.
And we want to thank Tommy for being our producer this last hour and a half.
Yes,
thank you.
Yes, very
Tommy's
good.
The best, isn't he?
Yes,
yeah. So, okay, Chrissy, what you're in the rock and roll. You love rock and roll. You've got a couple
God.
Friends in our
yes,
music.
Yes, all the bands are coming back out. I am going to see my friends in Nobleton in a couple weeks, and then we got some parties coming up, and things are starting to open up. Thank you, Lord, because I'm going crazy. Well, I'm going home tonight. I've been in Clearwater for a week.
She's going home.
I forgot.
See my dogs, huh?
Well, there's this gentleman named Mike that I met today at our pool. And Mike, if you're watching, he actually wants to. He's a new activities director where I'm at.
Nice.
So he's looking for somebody. We really can't pay them, but if they want to entertain, I'm going to an activities meeting tomorrow. Why are you laughing at me?
He's going to have you entertain, right?
No. I don't know. What we're trying to do is have people that want to sing or do comedy, or maybe they have a little band or a singer, you know, get in touch with me.
What are you talking about at the clubhouse?
I cannot tell you where I live because I'm on the air.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah, not the clubhouse. It would be in the parking lot. It would be a parking
That's
what Tony wanted to do with
us. Let's do it at Tony's. That's the smart
I know,
place.
But that's one place. This is another place.
Okay.
I have to talk to Tony. I don't know what he's up to.
I haven't either lately.
Yes,
that's the Comedy Hall of Fame. That's a great place.
It is. National Comedy Hall of
you
Fame.
You guys need to visit it if you haven't seen it yet. It's a holiday. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
So we want them to call in whoever's available.
Exactly.
There we go.
So, yeah, call the station, let us know, or call the station, leave your number, and then Tommy will definitely get it.
Okay. Yeah. Or DM Chrissy, DM Dawn, DM me, and we'll get back to you.
There we go.
DM, what's that mean?
What does DM mean? Yes.
Dumb message.
No, what does it mean?
No, direct messaging.
Direct messaging.
Yes, I was kidding.
but no.
Listen, damn message, I know, right? I was trying to be nice, Tommy, okay?
Yeah. This is Tiki Talk. No, we are looking for other guests to be on the air with us. Anybody that wants to come on and hang out with us, ladies that are driving, you're like, these ladies sound like a lot of fun. So you may have a chance to come over and join us on a Wednesday. Just get in touch with us. I'm on Facebook. I'm on, you know, Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. I have the Instagram, Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese Show, Dawn Reese. You can find me at the station. You go to Tan Talk, actually.
Go to Tan Talk Radio.
1340.com. Click on all my social media. It's right there under Hollywood Connections and Dawn Reese Show.
Yeah, we're under YouTube as well.
Exactly.
Tan Talk. Yep. So we're all over the place, you know.
Call Dawn.
She'll call the rest of us.
So you also sell CBD oil.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I'm looking at her notes.
I like
big.
That word
Hold
organic. The best source for organic hemp oil, and it's CBD Pure For Me, the number 4.com. The products are great, relieves pain, anxiety, depression. I'm not a doctor, I'm just saying, try the. Try What's the that? CBD oil, and it works. It's a great product. Been around. The company's been around for 10 years.
It is a great product. I use it.
Yep.
I use it and a few other things. I won't say no more.
That's right. Just put it all together.
I don't want to say anymore.
Put it all together. Organic honey, CBD oil.
You have honey? You have organic honey?
I do now.
Where?
That was bad. Texas, okay. We're promoting local.
Yeah.
Bring it Texas.
Well, let me know where the next honey place is because I'm taking a teaspoon at night.
Well,
I'm
telling
work.
You, there's so a lot of them.
Do you want me to tell you who's going to be on the show next week?
Yes. Who's on next week?
I have a entertainer, the lead singer of North to South, Cynthia Lucas, who is also an author and an artist. She has authored 7 books.
Wow, 7 books. That's inspiring.
And some are number one on Amazon. And she's a very interesting lady and has a lot going on, and I'm so excited. I've known her for about 10 years.
Nice.
Very well known in on the beaches.
How come I got to read any of those books?
Pardon?
How come I haven't got to read any of those books?
Well, you will now. We're going to keep you busy.
That'll work fine
these
for me.
These are romance.
Oh, romance. I love romance. Yeah. I love V.C. Yeah. Andrews.
Oh, he's giving us the four-minute warning.
Four minutes left. It's gone so fast.
I know. So we need more sponsors and more. If anybody's interested in actually, they want to sponsor a segment of the shows. We have Miracle Stories. You know, they can sponsor that as well. If they want to sponsor this, we will give them a shout-out on the radio. You can go to my TikTok. You can go up to my Instagram and send me a message. I'll tell you how. Or DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com on PayPal. That will help for the Tiki Talk. Because we pay for our own airtime. And these ladies, with our hard-earned money that we do, and then we pay for the airtime, so we have sponsors that can help us out. And it's been hard going out getting sponsors during this time because half of the managers are like, no, I can't talk to anybody. I'm behind the doors. So I can send them emails.
And, they're just getting back together. You know, things will come back
together. It's coming. Yeah.
We're doing our best. We're promoting companies, entertainers, authors, anyone that has an event that's coming up that
exactly.
they want to promote.
Like I said, Gatorfoot will be in Upton on the 20th. And they're a great band. That's one of them hideaway places that's a great little place back in the corner. You know, go up north a little bit.
Right.
Great lunch and whatnot. They're great friends. Terrific band. They're a entertaining band.
Right.
Where sometimes I go see bands and they just kind of, let's stand there.
See, I like your music too. Yeah. I mean,
I like all kinds of music.
Yeah. Oh, I do too, but I'm really a tiki person. I bought two tiki things from Walmart for $22. You saw it today? You saw it? Yeah, today.
I saw them.
Aren't they nice?
They're umbrellas.
I'll send you a picture. You're going to go, I want one.
They're adorable.
They're on sale.
Anyhow, she's got Amazon crazy.
I saw that.
Well, because I won a little bit at the casino and I helped my family members out. And
so are you an affiliate with
Amazon?
You should be.
I'm on Prime. Yeah,
No, no, no. Scroll down.
We're going to the casino next week.
And anybody that buys something that you promote,
what?
I've
been promoting all my products on TikTok. What? Say that again. Oh my God, I had no idea.
All you have to do is contact them on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Become an affiliate.
Dawn.
I did not know that.
You better than this. Yes.
I have so many videos from products.
That's what I said to my daughter today. I said, my goodness. I said, Dawn's got it all going on there. She's advertising everything.
Oh, my God. If you have a product to sell, we can sell that.
You after the show, yeah.
Well, any last words, Cassie? 7:28, we have to go.
Oh, well.
I know, it's that time. You want to play the Tiki song in the end so we wrap it up that way? And
while
you say your goodbyes to tonight, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
And we'll see you next Wednesday.
That's right. And I have on 6 to 7, Earl Christie. He was a New York Jets football player. He'll be here as well. So maybe we can get him on here for a little bit.
He's here. Awesome. He won
a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
And Christie, anything else you'd like to say?
And he is a football player. He was one of the best.
So what would you like to say, Christie?
Thank you, girls, for all my great gifts for my birthday.
What was your favorite? I like what you bought her.
Oh.
Yeah.
I got some great stuff. Dawn bought me great stuff. Everybody. And I wasn't doing a party, but I got all kinds of good stuff. I got lots of messages. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. Yeah.
That's amazing. And we have 30 seconds. Remember, you've got all the glory in your life. And watch things happen in your life. And remember, TikTok, we love you. I'll tell you, you guys are amazing. We are live. Somebody's throwing some love to my way. And I want to thank Victor Klein from our last show. And we have another big giveaway, actually, with our live feed for next week. We'll let you know who that is. Thank you. God bless. And give God all the glory and honor in your life. I'm Dawn Reese, 106.1 FM, The Heat, Christy Boyles, and Cassie Jenkins.
Have a great week,
everybody. We love you. Thank you so much.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.